You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hader ready again. Here it is. Swinging fly ball.
Come on and cheer a superstar.
And that one's deep. Right center. Christian Yelich has tied it up.
You are Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Larson. Find me on Twitter at Cheesehead Talks, also at Locked On Brewers, and Facebook.com/Locked On Brewers. And I'm struggling to come up with some happiness today. It's tough. It's just tough when your team can't hit. I don't know what's worse, when your team can't hit or your team can't pitch. They're both bad. The Brewers can't hit. At least if a team is hitting the ball a lot but they can't pitch it, there's a little energy, a little excitement. You know, maybe it gets kind of exhausting after a while. But this is tough. And the other thing is, it's so silly because the Brewers, you know, are struggling as a team, 210 batting average, or as individuals in a lot of cases, Christian Yelich. But it feels like, we're 8 games in, it feels like they're never going to pull out of it, right? That's always what happens. I've been a baseball fan for 30 years. I'm 41, got into it around the age of 10. 30 years. I've seen this every year this happens at some point with either a player or a team, or most years both for a stretch. And I'm still fooled in I know better, but I'm still fooled into thinking every time that it's never going to get better. They can't pull out of it. This team will hit. They will. They've got too many guys who can hit to not hit. They will hit. Right? No, they will hit. They'll hit, I swear. But it's just, you know, it's so hard when you're in this. And the psychology of it is, I'll never not be fascinated by the psychology of slumps and hot streaks and how that works and how it can be possible. You know, to go into a funk like this and not be able to pull out of it until you do, when there's no answer, or a hot streak and you can't stay on it. You know, you stay on it until you fall off of it and there's no explanation. You know, and I guess that's what makes sports great. I'm done being philosophical, at least for now. Let's get into three up, three down.
Three up, three down.
All right, we start with Brandon Woodruff as the first up because he was an up. I know he gave up the 2-run home run to tie the game in the 6th, and that was frustrating, but come on, man. What do you expect of people, right? I do wish he had gone maybe 7. It didn't really matter because it was an error that led to the go-ahead run anyway for the White Sox. Devin Williams pitched great in the 7th. He should have been out of it. The 3-up, 3-down, you know, didn't happen. And then Brent Suter came in and shut him down the rest of the way, too. So it didn't affect the outcome last night. Brandon Woodruff did what you need him to do, coming off a tough loss, just like against Pittsburgh the week prior. He gave you a strong outing. He got in and out of, you know, sprinkled 7 hits or 8 hits, whatever he gave up there. I think it was 8. And you know, did a good job. He ended up giving up a big-time home run, a blast. That was too bad because it tied the game. But, you know, 6 innings, 2 runs, you know, does the job for you. He's an up. That's an up. That is a good performance. I don't care what nobody's saying, it's not. It's a good performance. So we'll move on. Second up, Ben Gamel, just because he's the only offensive up I can find. The fact that he hit a 2-run home run, it was his only hit. He's still down in the 8 hole. You know, I don't know. I guess he doesn't profile as a prototypical leadoff hitter. I don't know exactly what Council's trying to do. I don't think Eric Sogard's bad in the leadoff spot. I really don't. A lot of people, I think, get frustrated that a guy like Eric Sogard is in the upper part of the batting order, and I understand that, but at the same time, he's going to give you a good at-bat. He knows how to work a count and battle in an at-bat, and that's what they have right now. And, you know, Lorenzo Cain probably would have slid into that role if he had continued to be healthy. Cain this year, he would have been in that role full-time, not just against lefties, but you know, he opted out, and so that this is where we're at. And maybe Gamble slips into the role. Maybe Brock Holt. You know, I don't know. There's so many guys who aren't hitting on the team right now that at least Stogard's giving you some good at-bats, and you have some hope when he comes to the plate. And Gamble can maybe spark him at the bottom of the order, but maybe Ben Gamble should be hitting fifth. You know, maybe, you know, there's a better spot for him with the way he's swinging the bat right now. Another home run last night gave the Brewers a 2-0 lead that they blew. They love to blow the two-run leads. They've done it two nights in a row. And so for that, because he's the only thing that happened offensively that had hit pay dirt, he's an up. Third up is the pitching staff as a whole. Again, they're doing well. You know, the bullpen last night, pretty good. The run scored was unearned against Devin Williams, and then Suter locks him down, giving the Brewers a chance to come back. They had a chance in the ninth, and Gamble could not convert again. They had a chance. They had several chances. Well, a few chances in the game. A good start to a rally that fizzled because they just can't hit right now. But the bullpen does a good job. There's a lot of pressure on a pitching staff when you're in an offensive slump, right? Because you feel like you have to be perfect. And by and large, they've done a good job. They did not, you know, do great in the series opener because the White Sox came back and they had a bad game in Pittsburgh. But other than that, they've done pretty well in these situations. It's early. It's not a big sample size. Not a big sample size, favorite saying there. All right, to the downs. Yelich and Hira, 0 for last night. Yeesh. And Christian Yelich is in such a slump. I don't know. I guess I didn't think about it very much, but I didn't ever picture him, at least in the prime of his career here, getting into a slump that's this bad, even over the span of 8 games. It's just brutal. The time off didn't really do him well. I mean, in the series opener, he was on base 3 times, which is great, but, you know, he's striking out. He's just not getting the job done. He had chances to deliver in big spots last night and did not come through. Same thing with Hira. Very frustrating to see rallies die with your 2 and 3 hitters in the lineup. That's tough. And it happened all the time. It's going to happen from time to time. It's baseball. You know, you're only successful, you know, maybe 4 in 10 times with your on-base percentage. But this is happening all the time right now, and it's the crux of the big-time slump that the Brewer offense is going through to start the season. Second down. Defense, again, leads to an error and the go-ahead run scoring. This time it was a throwing error by Sogard. And again, he made a play that had more time to throw the ball than he thought, I think, and he threw it errant to first, allowing the runner to get to second. And from there, even though Williams gets everybody out, the run scores. And so it's too bad that this happened, but, you know, it's it's tough to have relievers face that, a runner on second with nobody out when it should have been an out, and it lets him down. And so, you know, when you're in a slump, you know, you lose, you find ways to lose games, and that's kind of what the Brewers are facing, a team in the White Sox that are finding ways to win games. And it seems like it does happen like this. It becomes cyclical. And of course, the good teams, no big news here, the good teams find ways to be in the situation where they find ways to win games more then they find ways to lose games, but everybody pretty much every year goes through a stretch where they find ways to lose games. The Brewers have started the season that way, so obviously it's certainly magnified. And then the third down, the team batting average, I mentioned it right off the top, but 210. They're hitting 210 as a team. Everybody is kind of going up there and stinking, with the exception of Orlando Arcia. Abisal Garcia is at 300, so he's not so bad. But everybody else... Right, but Gamble, I'm sorry, Gamble's doing well too. But everybody else, yeah, right, and killing rallies, and it's tough right now to watch this team hit. Nothing good is happening. It's not a lot of fun, a lot of frustration, and that definitely is the third down. Pitching is an up, hitting is a down, and they're just not getting it done right now. But again, even in a 60-game season, or again, however many games they're going to play, I don't know at this point, it's early. It is still early. We say it's early for the first 2 months of the season in a normal season. I'll have to translate the math to that. I don't have it in mind right now. 60 games, probably what the first 20 games is, you can still say it's early. So we are 8 games in, and that's where we're at. So that's 3 up, 3 down. You start to wonder, right, if they don't snap out of it soon, why is the whole team so lost at the plate? And guys are missing fat pitches, right? That's what's frustrating is sometimes you can face a string of really good pitchers. It can be tough going. All these things happen in baseball. But right now the Brewers are facing pitchers who are good. You know, they're facing some good guys who have pitchers working. They're making a lot of pitchers look good, too, by missing some hittable pitches, some fat pitches. When they get a pitch to hit, they're missing. And Yelich and just completely lost. Keston Hira, you know, has had some good moments, obviously, with a couple of home runs. But he has been inconsistent. You know, Omar Narvaez, who's been good as a hitter, is like a batting 100. You know, Justin Smoke is completely lost at the plate right now, too, along with Christian Yelich. And he's a guy who you thought would come in and hit. I mean, I was sold on Smoke's ability, just based on track record, to come in and hit for the Brewers and you know, be okay. Not lights out, not wonderful, but okay, a good fill-in at first base. But it hasn't been the case so far. And a lot of guys just really struggling. It leads to a 210 team batting average. I have to be honest, I was kind of surprised it's that high, you know, as opposed to the White Sox who are batting over 280. So it's just, it's a real struggle right now. And I don't know, is it the layoff? Is it the you know, tough weekend? And it was a tough weekend. Obviously, these guys are human. You know, you see Kane leave and you go, huh, one of our best players just left and he opted out. That's a blow. And your bench coach has a heart attack. And your, you know, Brewer Hall of Fame player has an infected finger. And your two-time MVP, I said it, Christian Yelich, should have been two-time MVP, as you know, is going through a huge slump, the biggest slump he's been in Milwaukee. So it's not easy right now. I think it takes a strain. And sometimes, again, sometimes one guy popping out of it has a domino effect, which, again, if anybody can ever figure out slumps and hot streaks in sports, oh, man, are they going to be the next, you know, hero in sports? Maybe there's a piece of you that hopes they don't figure it out because that's the X factor in sports that makes it so interesting, especially baseball. You know, baseball is, you see it a little bit in basketball, you know, with a streaky shooter maybe and that sort of thing, but baseball, man, slumps and hot streaks, more pronounced than in any sport, I think, around. More easy for fans to identify than in any sport around. And more unexplainable than in any sport around. And it's just completely unexplainable right now. Don't think Yelich is hurt. You know, I know people saying, well, he's coming off the injury from last year, but he's been fully recovered from that for a long time. I mean, it was a broken bone, and broken bones heal. They're not, nobody was saying, oh, it's, you know, career threatening or it's going to affect him forever. No, not at all. Not even close. So it's just hard to know why him, why some of these other guys, Smoke and Narvaez, who've hit before, are not hitting. And the Brewers need him to hit awfully soon. You have chances, you know. First inning, they put a couple runners on, and then Yelich strikes out, and they fizzle the scoring chance. They had a chance late in the game where you had runners at first and second with nobody out. Double play strike. I think that was when was it Hira that grounded into the double play, and then Yelich had a chance with a runner at third to drive in the tying run with two outs, and he strikes out. And then the ninth, obviously, Gamble comes up, and he's your hottest hitter right now, him and probably Garcia. And you're hoping that he can get a base hit. Second and third, two outs, a base hit could win the game in the ninth, and he rolls over on one. And again, hard to fault the guy. He's hit home runs in back-to-back games. I mean, he's doing pretty well, but in this instance, you know, can't deliver the timely hits. And again, I say it over and over. It's hard to hear, and I'm saying it from a logical perspective, not an emotional perspective. That's baseball. It happens. There'll be a stretch later on, hopefully starting tonight, when, you know, Gamble laces a base hit into the gap in the ninth. The two runs score. The Brewers are throwing Gatorade. I don't know how they're going to celebrate a walk-off with COVID. They're, you know, standing 6 feet apart, throwing Gatorade into the air, hoping to hit somebody. I don't know. But anyway, point is they'd be celebrating, right? And they're not now, and I think they will later. We saw it last year. You know, they got red hot in September. Year before, they got red hot in September. So this team capable of doing so, and you'd think they certainly can. No time to panic. We'll come back. We'll talk more. A few interesting tidbits about Major League Baseball. And then also a preview of tonight with the Brewers and Sox switching venues down to Chicago. So we'll talk about that next. You're Locked On Brewers. Well, there are certain industries that are doing better because of COVID, and one of them is the delivery industry, where you get stuff delivered to you, and it's contactless, and people like that because they don't want to be around people right now, especially strangers, because there's a big fear everybody has COVID, which, you know, makes sense to have that fear. Well, Postmates is there for you. Now, they're going to deliver you dinner or kind of whatever you need if you go to the app Postmates on iOS or Android. You can pick out your favorites for who Postmates serves and then get anything you want delivered within the hour. They have Postmates pickup. You can order takeout from your favorite local restaurants. You need to be supporting your neighborhood spots right now, too, by the way. You've been ordering, if you want to order local because it's a great way to support your community. So Postmates doesn't just deliver burgers and sushi. They actually make life easier by picking everything up from Walgreens and 7-Eleven, dropping it off outside your door. You don't ever have to go anywhere again. For a limited time, Postmates giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON. That is code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Follow your favorite Locked On podcast anywhere major podcast platforms are found. Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, you know the podcast platforms that are around. And you can check out the Wisconsin podcast, right? Locked On Packers, spring training. Training camp going on. Aaron Rodgers talking philosophically to the media. That feels normal, right? And then the Bucks are in their games to get ready for the playoffs. At least that's what the Bucks are doing. Can't believe they lost to the Nets, but they did yesterday. So you can check out Lockdown Bucks where they're talking about that. Lockdown Badgers, the Big Ten releases football schedule today. 10 Big Ten games. That's it for Big Ten teams. And so you can check that out. They're talking about that on Lockdown Badgers. Again, if you're a Wisconsin sports fan or you're a fan of any rando team around the country, there's a Lockdown podcast for you. Check them out on the Lockdown Podcast Network. So Major League Baseball came up with something interesting. They said, you know how we were going to reduce from 30 players actively down to 28 after 2 weeks and then down to 26 after a month? Well, they're still going to go to 28, but then that's going to be it, given all of the COVID stuff and what's going on and maybe a few guys more than they expected are having injuries. They've adjusted and said, yes, late this week they will cut down to 28 players, but then you're going to have 28 players, and I find that really interesting. Again, thinking forward to when the Brewers will actually be able to hit again, you know, and put up some stats, Craig Counsell's licking his chops to say, okay, I'll take a full season of 28 players, a full shortened season of 28 players, because he's going to be able to carry an extra pitcher, maybe two extra pitchers, and one extra bench player, something like that, up from 25 where it was, you know, for so many years, including last year. So it doesn't get the massive extended rosters that the Brewers have had so much success with in September, but he does get 28 players to play with and, you know, manage through the rest of the season here. And I think that is advantage Brewers. I think the more players you give Craig Counsell and David Stearns, the more of an advantage the Brewers have. So we'll take 28 for the rest of the season. And it's kind of like, I forgot if, yeah, that was what they were going to do for September rosters. In a normal season, they were going to allow you to expand to 28 instead of potentially up to 40. They were going to allow you to expand to 28. And so that's kind of the rules that the Brewers are going to face if there had been no COVID in September. So that's where we'll be at. And I'm interested to see how that pans out and what the Brewers do as far as their pitching depth. Right now, because of the long layoff, we have guys who need to pitch. You know, Peralta hasn't seen action. Hader hasn't seen action. A lot of guys in that bullpen have not seen action in quite some time. Alex Claudio is, you know, has not seen a game action since he had that bad outing in Pittsburgh. And so, you know, you're seeing that now. But Brewers, again, barring any postponements or cancellations, they don't have an off day for a long time now. And so they're going to need to use all the guys they have in that bullpen, and it's going to come up. So that's interesting, and I like that. I think that's a good thing that baseball's doing. I think it's a smart thing, too. They also said instead of a taxi squad of three that travels with the team and you can activate on short notice if need be, they'll have a taxi squad of five. Maybe good, maybe bad. Some of those guys need to see action more, and so it'd be tough for them to go and have, you know, 10 days where they don't do anything. But, you know, we'll see how that plays out. Baseball making some adjustments here on the fly. We have yet to see what kind of adjustments they'll make for all of these games that are being missed by some teams. Like, look at the Cardinals and the Marlins, you know, who are still 2-1 and in first place in the East based on winning percentage. You know, what are they going to do about those teams making up games? You can only have so many doubleheaders, right? So they're going to have to extend the season. What kind of adjustments have we made? That'll be interesting to see. No word on that yet. Nobody knows really what's going to happen. I think they're waiting for maybe some level of maybe a week or two where you actually, you know, if it's possible, have limited to no positive COVID tests or at least no breakouts or outbreaks. I don't even know what to say. Outbreaks on a team the way you had with the Cardinals and the Marlins. So anyway, Brewers and White Sox tonight on the south side. Adrian Hauser again, who's been very good. Adrian Hauser is going to go and gives you at least a positive feeling. Man, just give this guy four runs, right? I know I say that. The Brewers scored four in the opener against the White Sox. They gave up six. So you never know. But Dallas Keuchel is on the mound for the Sox. A lot of Brewer fans were clamoring for the crew to sign him last year, and I wouldn't have minded because he did pretty well with Atlanta. And he's now on the White Sox, and he will start tonight against Adrian Hauser, and he's had a couple of good starts. Doesn't go much past five innings in his first two starts, but his ERA in the mid-threes and doing pretty well so far. So the Brewers are going to look at him in the ballgame tonight. And, you know, you just hope that one of these days something pops, something clicks, and the tide turns, and the mystery of the slump turns into the mystery of the hot streak. And that's hopefully what will happen for the Brewers one of these days. You know, you're getting to a point where, again, you know, a two-game losing streak is what it is. It's not the worst thing in the world. You get into 3 to 5 games, 6 games, that really hurts in the shortened season now. That's what everybody's been talking about coming into this thing. And look at the Cubs. They're 9-2. Cubs are way up there at 9-2. You know, it's early. They're not running away with the division yet. I'm not saying that, but they do have a hot start. They're 4 games up in the loss column on the Brewers, for what it's worth. And you got to figure out a way to right the ship and, you know, get a couple wins here to get back to 500 and then work from there. You know, that's really what the Brewers have to do during this time. And if the bats can heat up, then, you know, you feel that, like, they'll be in good shape. But and it is a matter of when, not if. It really is. That's my logic talking, not my emotions. And my logic is right on this one, okay? It's a matter of when, not if. But when would sure be nice if when was today. So that's my pearl of wisdom for the day here on Locked On Brewers. By the way, the Brewers announced that Lindblom is going to go tomorrow, which is good. Like, I'm anxious to see him again. And a familiar face, Gio Gonzalez for the Sox. And I don't know what that means. I feel like he's hittable, but he did okay with the Brewers, you know, in his stints with Milwaukee, so maybe not so much, especially with these Brewers. So that's the matchups for Chicago tonight and tomorrow night as the Brewers hit the road, then come back home to host the Reds. So we'll talk about it tomorrow, and we'll dive in. Hopefully have some offense to talk about, we'll see what happens. So watch with interest tonight, and then talk about it tomorrow here on Locked On Brewers. Again, you can always check out Locked On MLB with Sully on any major podcast platform. You can find me on Cheesehead Talks, at Cheesehead Talks on Twitter, also at Locked On Brewers, and Facebook.com/Locked On Brewers. And we will talk to you again tomorrow when we deliver your daily Brewers fix right here on Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.